You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Dutch justice minister has resigned in a row over a 2001 compensation payment to a convicted drug trafficker. Stefan Bos reports from the Netherlands that his departure is seen as a blow to the government of Liberal Prime Minister Mark Rutte ahead of upcoming elections.
The visibly emotional Dutch minister Art van der Steur resigned after a six-hour grilling by opposition parties.
Ik zie, ik merk en ik voel dat mijn antwoorden er niet toe doen.
He says, I see, I notice and I feel that my answers don't matter. Many already have drawn their political conclusions. He adds that he wanted to defend himself against trumped-up charges, but now he says, I am handing in my resignation to His Majesty the King, Willem-Alexander. Thank you.
Ik zal nu mijn ontslag aanbieden aan zijn majesteit de koning. Ik dank u wel.
Minister van der Steur is the third member of Prime Minister Mark Rutte's government to resign over the scandal. Former Justice Minister Ivo Opstelten and his junior minister Fred Teven resigned in 2015 after misleading Parliament over the 2001 deal. The affair revolves around a deal prosecutors reached with a drug trafficker, Kees Hellman, who received roughly $2.1 million in exchange for crucial information. Van der Steur has been criticized for his role in answers provided to Parliament over the issue. He has denied advising that certain information be withheld. Prime Minister Rutte has also come under fire from opposition politicians. The latest resignation comes while his centre-right liberal VVD party is already trailing in opinion polls ahead of a general election in March. The Freedom Party, led by anti-immigration politician Geert Wilders, is leading public opinion polls. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in The Hague, the Netherlands.